themselves the holy men, the dedicated Christian men.
Consecrated collegians, we are called.
But the men of the world cry on.
To church and vespers and morning watch.
And socials and summer missions.
We give ourselves.
And the men of the world cry on.
We discuss doctrine and dogmas, psychology and philosophies.
And methods of social work.
But the men of the world cry on.
We call ourselves the holy men, the concerned men.
And the men of the world cry on for food.
And we give materialism.
For peace.
And we give pity.
For healing.
And we give sympathy.
For salvation.
And we give preaching. We call ourselves the holy men. And the men of the world cry on.
These are the hungry men, hungry for food and a place to live. But the hunger is not all this. Hungry are some for a new way of life and equality with all other men. Hungry for food is this one here, and so it has always been. He works very hard, but the pay is small. And the food is never enough. And here is one hungry too, but hungry in a different way. He longs for acceptance and freedom to move where others of lighter skin have been free to move for years. Hungry for food and hungry for love. Famished. They still remain. These are the hungry men. These are the hunted men. Born down there on the Lower West Side or up near Central Park. No one took time to love these men. For his old lady left early the cold water flat and worked till late at night. And her old man loaded ships at the pier while the neighborhood gangs roamed the streets. And the other one there, of a better birth, had parents on the social climb, and money was his, and clothes, and cars, and freedom to do as he chose. But no one there had time to love, and he sought his thrill with the crowd, and now these appear as the hunted men. Hunted by those who ply their trade of all the baser things. Hunted by gangs in the neighborhood blocks who rival each action they take. Hunted by city and county and state. And the FBI has their names for robbery, murder, and rape have been done. And now these are the hunted men. These are the happy men. Happy, for stocks are up so high and closets are full to the brim. Sorority pledge class is full with the best. And a box office smash is the latest film. These are the happy men. To the bank's board meeting he goes today with reports to please them all, a game of golf in the afternoon, and dinner with his family at 8. Tomorrow, he looks at some property there, there on the side of the hill. And months from now, he will be at last at the top, his goal for all these days. Rush week is over, and now a breather for a week and a half, she finds. Memories are hers of her own rush year and the work she's done since then. But today, she's president of her sorority house and campus officer, too. Everyone loves her and envies her fame, her goal for all these days. His name up in lights on a theater marquee, and the world knows his face on sight. His is a place sought by many each day. Broadway today, and tomorrow Bombay, and hours of work on a film. The days have been many and hours long, but today he's a star, the goal for all these days. Fortune, fame, name up in lights, the hope of the world this day. Fortune, fame, name up in lights, these are the happy men. These are the haunted men. These are the haunted men, haunted by bombs in the city street, or a clash at the village square. Here is one from Johannesburg, and he will not soon forget. Forget being dragged from his home in the night, the beating he took, and the moment they set him free. Here is one from East Berlin. A student was he at the time, but the hammer beat down on his fellow man. The sickle cut wide its swath. He fought for his freedom, but lost. Home and family both are now gone. Imprisoned, he still remains. Colonial rule, this one saw and hated it day by day. Liberation came, and he was set free. Or so he thought at the time. New days came, new light dawned, but he found he was now less free. Counter-revolution his goal became. Now he stands with blinded eyes and death at tomorrow's sun. For these are the haunted men. These are the hungry men. Here are the hunted men. Stand before us the happy men. And to the haunted men. But all of these and more, these are the hoping men, hoping for food, freedom, justice, understanding, love, fulfillment, liberation, salvation, peace, assurance, hoping that we, you, me, that we can give them these and more.
But we who call ourselves the holy men, but we are the hollow men, we are the stuffed men,
leaning together, headpiece filled with straw.
We are the hollow men.
God's revelation man's response.
But we are the hollow men.
God revealed through his word his plan of redemption, a savior, salvation, love, compassion, man's place in the world, the Christian imperative to share Christ. Go, witness, bind up the bruised and bleeding, feed the hungry, give drink, for as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren.
But we are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men,
leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dried voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless.
God pity us, for we are human,
and do not always see the vision when it comes, the shining change.
Or, if we see it, do not follow it.
Because it is too hard, too strange, too new, too unbelievable, too difficult.
O righteous Father, we are frightened by the consciousness that many have touched our lives seeking power and have gone away disappointed. We have been so much like our world and so little like our Lord in loving, forgiving, and serving. Help us to rise above the selfishness of our hearts and the habit of conforming to our world. Help us to see the hungry, the haunted, the happy, the hunted. As God's revelation has been made known to us, let Christ be revealed through us.